Bueno.
All right, attend. May God forgive us.
Look at
right. Cheers.
What the fuck? Cheers.
May God forgive
us. Down there.
Look, he's important. Didn't unleash the virus so that you'd curtail progress and not follow through, and Bill Clinton made it true, and Bill de Blasio secretly knew, and that's the best Apocalypse song we could do.
You know, Apocalypse is as Apocalypse does.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you guys are listening to the Apocalypse, I guess. My name's Pat Hillsman. I'm your host. I'm your soon to be targeted with a drone host.
You're also a host of another kind.
What? Oh, of parasites.
Yeah.
Cool. I know. You think my friend, huh?
Yeah.
Our new co-host, I guess. He's a good man.
He's bad.
Graham.
Hey. What's going on? What's up?
Where are we all?
The barons of North Jersey.
The free city of Philadelphia.
The borough of Brooklyn.
You know why they call it a borough? Because it's so far underground. It's buried to protect it from the virus.
You know what we need to fight against this virus? It's some more Jesus energy.
Yeah. Oh. Christ electricity.
Christricity.
Yeah. I mean, praying the gay away didn't work, so maybe praying the virus away will.
Do you remember how there was that dispute between Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison, right? Because Edison thought that that you could power electricity just by jerking off really hard, and jerking off with an elephant, you know, and like there's because the weird thing, and, like Nikola Tesla was like, no, like you have to run currents, you know, you have to run currents and use chemicals so that it creates electricity. And Tesla was like, listen, you really have to listen to me. And then fucking, yeah, he stole it. But he kept jerking off, and he was like, I'm Thomas Edison. He was like, eventually this jerk off energy is going to work. Yeah?
Yeah, it was jerk off. You know, you had AC, DC, you know, and then J-O. Thomas Edison. Oh.
You know what we could use here on the podcast?
Huh?
You know what we could use here on the podcast?
Yeah.
A little religion. Yeah.
Because we ran out of secret pages of the Bible.
Yeah. We felt so special because we had, like, access to all this, like, extra DLC for the Bible. Yeah.
God gave it to us because we did a really good job.
That only the
Apocalypse.
That only the top 1% of most fanatical Christians are allowed to have access to. You know, that's what happens. Is, you know, when I was a little boy, right, back when I was Christian, my priest pulled me aside to. They have a whole process when your priest pulls you aside to tell you that you're like one of the most fanatical followers of Jesus, right? And my priest pulled me aside, and.
I mean, did he know at the time, though, how much you helped Thomas Edison with the masturbation energy project?
Get back to Tom Edison. I'm going to write that down, all right? We'll get back to that.
Yeah, because people are going to write in, and they're going to say, you didn't finish that point.
You know, Tom Edison had a brother who, and you know what his brother did? He was a doctor. Do you know what his name was?
Dr. Boner?
No, it was Thomas Medicine.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, holy shit. Whoa. Dude, shots fired, right? Like, oh, man. Oh, when it comes to
puns. I thought the answer was once again Jake, but I guess I was wrong.
Thomas Medicine was one of – he was a Tom in a cruel line of Toms, stretching back into history. No one ever talks about this in the secret parts of the Bible, but the biblical Tom.
Speaking of which, the podcast is brought to you by Pun Box. It's like a box service, and every month they send you a pun.
Yeah.
Like, in a box, you know? So they're like one month I got in the mail, like, this box, and I opened it up, and it had, like, a little piece of paper that said Crappenstance, right? And I was like, huh, interesting. You know, it's like a play on words. But then, yeah, so that's our sponsor. Anyways.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Thomas Medicine. Religion. So we're going to tell the story about when I was a little boy, and my priest told me that I was the top 1% most fanatical followers of Christ, you know? So I was like, I met my priest, and he told me, come closer. I was 11.
Yeah. Wait, should I be your priest in this?
Yes, of course. Of course.
You there, boy.
No, that's not the priest voice. Do the priest voice.
No, I can't. Hurt so
it. Yeah, no, do it. You got to do it a little bit.
Okay, no, this is when you were a boy.
Yeah, do it selectively.
No, I can't.
Get closer. Yes, you got to do the priest voice.
Close my voice. Are you there, boy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, priest.
Approach your priest.
Oh, okay, sure. You know, you speak for God, so I'll approach you. What's up?
I speak for God, and he speaks to me, and he says you are the angriest boy in this church. You feel God anger.
Yeah, I feel a lot of anger. Yeah, I do. It's true. I'm an angry little boy, and it's all pent up. It's all pent
boy,
up.
Boy, are you angry for God?
I guess so. I guess I could turn my boiling rage into faith. Yeah.
God told me you're his most angry little boy, and you hate everyone but God.
I guess that's true, yeah. Oh, and then the craziest moment was when my priest, I remember it clearly, he told me about how all the previous religion stuff, because I was so faithful, was bullshit.
Boy, don't be fooled by these scriptures. Distributed to so many children. They're not angry enough for the true Bible. The one with the secrets.
Wait, Father, are you saying that the Bible that the masses are fed is just a lie because they're too stupid to accept the truth and it would destroy society if they were able to see through, if they were able to puncture the veil?
They're closer to pigs and weasels than people. And if they saw the actual Bible with its secrets, it would upset them. But you, boy, I see in you a God sight. You may peek, but only for a moment, at the true, the parts of the Bible we hide from the ugly, fat from the yokels.
Oh God, Father, I'm so excited to be able to see the secret Bible.
Go in that room, boy, the secret Bible room, and open a page.
Don't you feel bad about lying to people about the Bible that they have?
They have the Bible they deserve, which is the Bible of slop. They're too dirty for God.
Wait, do I? Does that mean I have to wash my bathe in front of you before I can go in?
Boy, you must wash yourself painfully before you enter the room.
Do I have to scrub?
You have to strip, and then you have to scrub. And then you have to slap yourself clean.
Okay. Ow. Oh, oh God, will I be clean after all this slapping is done? Oh God.
Yes. Boy, when the slapping is done, you may enter the room with the book.
Okay. All right. I think the slaps cleaned me up good.
I can see by how red and weepy you are that you are clean.
Am I ready to see the real Bible now?
You can walk into the room with the Bible and you can look at it until I say you can't, which is not very long.
Well, will I be able to write anything down?
No.
Oh, God. Jesus, no. All right. Well, I guess I better head into the secret Bible room. Oh, God. I sure hope that there's nothing weird and fucked up in this new version of the Bible. Father, can I walk further into the room? I'm looking into it and I see nothing but darkness.
Yes, child. You may enter the room further, but the deeper you go into the room, the lower you must make yourself.
Do I have to start standing up and then progressively get lower as I approach the Bible?
Yes. The closer you get, the closer your belly must come to the floor. And when your belly touches the floor, you must flip over and put your back to the floor. Do I lower still.
Will I be nude?
Yes.
Will I have to be oiled up and then slipped around on the marble floor of the church?
The only way you can approach the Bible, the true Bible, is by sliding and skittering on a lubricated floor. You can't walk to it or crawl. It would disrespect God. You have to slip and slide towards it and skitter.
Oh no. Jesus, I really do hope that nothing about this Bible challenges my worldview in any way that's meaningful. Oh boy, I sure hope that when I touch it and slide up to it on my slick belly, that I don't experience any truths that will make me unable to go back, you know? I am a faithful Christian after all. Father, what do I do?
Boy, if you get any lubricant on the Bible, you will be caned. So before you open it, slick as you are with oil, you have to lick yourself. You have to make yourself clean.
Jesus.
You have to suck on every finger as if after a delicious meal.
Oh God, but it's all just oil, Father.
You have to swallow the cruel oil.
Oh. Oh, the oil is so gross, but I have to touch the Bible so that I can be saved. Oh. I wish I knew that the Bible was all fucking bullshit and that science was a lie before. But I was never told. Oh God, Father. Most of my body is slick with the oil, but my hands are now clean from licking. Am I ready to learn from God?
Are you sorry?
I guess so, yeah, sure.
Then you may open the book.
Oh my God! It's magnificent!
That's enough, boy! Shut the book!
No, I'm learning so much about the universe!
Shut the book, boy!
Or it was DNA is a lie? Science is a lie? Oh my God!
Shut the book, boy!
Oh, I don't want to shut it. It's It's so beautiful. It's streaming knowledge into my eyeballs. I can feel
it. Shut the book. It will crush your penis.
I don't care. Knowledge is more important. I'm willing to sacrifice my penis for this.
If you don't shut the book, God will twist your balls until they are loose.
Oh, God, Jesus, really? God does that to people's balls?
If you don't shut the book, God will seal you up and forbid you.
What happens to me for the rest of my life? Do I still have to go to church?
Yes, but you will be sealed.
Oh, God. Will people spit into my mouth before I'm sealed?
People will spit into your closed mouth unsatisfyingly.
Oh, God.
Close the book now, boy, and rejoin the boiled simpletons in the main hall and tell them nothing of God's true ways. Oh. This is your secret. You must carry it until a cruel and evil man, Tom Teddy, approaches you in a burrow, a hole, the hole of Brooklyn.
Are you saying that there will be like some kind of burrowing mole messiah?
He will look unwashed and his skin will be like a mole. His name will be three cruel letters, the opposite of God, Tom. And through him, you may share this knowledge. But until then, because he's so evil, he can handle the good, you know?
Jesus Christ.
Like, right now, it's too much God. It'll kill everybody. But Tom will temper the good of it, and people can survive it.
Let
it out little by little.
How much of the true Bible was I exposed to, oh Father?
Oh, but a fraction, boy. A cruel fraction.
Jesus. Is it true what I saw in there? The earth is God's balls, and sometimes he scratches them?
Oh, God's balls. Yeah. And that's sort of the prequel to the Apocalypse, is sort of like, this happened when you were a boy.
Yeah. It was when I was told that I was the most fanatical of Christians. And since then, I've just left a fucking trail of dead unbelievers in my wake to prove it. Yeah. So it is, it is good to be a believing Christian. Oh, you hear that? You hear those globalist bangs in the background?
A globalist what?
Bangs. Explosions. Because this is the globalists.
Ooh. The globalists are flooding our streets with fire.
Do you know what's going to be really scary? When the globalists finally enact their plan, like everything is destroyed, and then the city is haunted by globalists.
Like the collateral damage globalists, or just the globalists themselves, and it's haunting enough?
No, globalists that are just like, boo, cultural Marxism, boo, you have to accept immigrants, boo. Boo, your boy is gay. Boo.
Wait till the globalists turn my daughter gay. That's when I'll know I voted wrong.
Now, where were we?
The globe cucks. Have you guys heard about these people that are like, I'm not gonna fuck my wife till the globe can fuck my wife?
Like it. You know who I really don't appreciate?
Globe cucks.
Well, you know who I feel are really serious globalists that nobody talks about?
Sailors. They're always going on about how the sky.
No. The Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're blatant globalists. Like, they might as well be.
Do you know why they call them the Globetrotters?
Why?
Because at any opportunity, they trot out a globe.
to feed you lies, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any opportunity the globe trot, like they can be a church, and they'll just trot out a globe and be this is where we live, it's a globe.
A cavalier attitude to how God created the earth.
Yeah, they hate God, and they hate the earth.
Yeah.
That's why they want to blow it up.
Yeah, and there's only one way to save it against the plan of them blowing it up.
Yeah. They want to blow up the earth like they blow up a basketball. Those cruel, maniacal...
Listen.
They're just such fucks.
Here. Those mildly annoying popping sounds are the sound of globalist-imposed anarchy.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever seen a firework explode? Have you noticed the shape?
Oh, yeah.
Of a globe.
Yeah, and like, I'm like, you think it's a fucking coincidence that energy is projected outwards when there's a reaction, you know?
Well, it's like who's paying it, right?
Yeah.
A fucking globe.
Paying this gas explosion to find the path of least resistance.
Yeah, well, do you think that just happens? Or maybe the Soros Foundation pays gas to go out in all directions to fuck with us?
I would have to say definitely, you know? And that's another thing is I also think that farting is a globalist conspiracy because, like, people are like, what are the gas prices? And they're all like, you have it already. Like, so you have gas. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not the same. And they're like, yeah, but technically.
Yeah, how come no one pays me for my gas?
We can tell you what it is. Talk about
gas prices.
Line up and fart into this, boys. It's time for renewable energy. Not on my fucking watch, you know? And then, you know, they're talking about chipping your hand so that you can fucking, you know, be you're vaccinated and now you have a chip, right?
You know what they never tell you about chipping your hand? Is that it's literally like they put it into, it's like how you chip wood. It's someone with like a hatchet chipping off pieces of your hand.
What they don't tell you is that the only way to get the vaccine chip into your child is to have them open their mouth and then you have to spit it into their mouth.
Or you can let the doctor do it.
For it to offend God as much as possible.
Yeah, God hates vaccines. He's very against them.
Yeah, you know?
Because they're a bit like it's a cheat code.
They're more like vaccines.
Vaccines.
Yeah.
God hates vaccines. He hates all cheating. And vaccines are a way to cheat.
God,
immunity without earning it. It's like a handout from Soros and Bill Gates.
God especially hates people that cheat at board games. He's very passionate about the rules.
God loves the rules. You know that board game Pandemic? God hates it.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna resend.
Look how cute this baby is.
I'm resending. Resending. All right. Resending.
All right.
You're doing, right? Yeah. Good. So yeah, we're gonna do Winnie the Pooh, and this time they want Christopher Robin to have like a good birthday, and he doesn't like all those kids, you know, making all that noise everywhere, and like all the people in the streets, and he's always wanted to go into London and have a look, but without all those fucking. Okay,
should we mention the virus?
Of course, yes. You know what we're getting at. All right, you get it, right? And so, one of the lines, just Jed. I think you can remember these. I'm going to text them to you, all right?
You can write them in this, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's that feature. Hey. If you go...
Oh, chat, cool.
We upload this one.
And
all right, good.
Wait, look.
He's in the pocket of the pouch.
Wait.
Fucking hell.
We don't ever meet Eeyore. We just talk about him.
No, he is Eeyore. Oh, so it's good. Oh, and of course.
Ryan, yeah. Right,
are we ready? We all understand our role.
I don't know which role I'm playing. No,
you're Eeyore.
I understand the bit.
Okay. You're Eeyore.
You're Eeyore, and we're deciding whether or not to unleash a gift for our master, Christopher Robin.
You know, it's a little known fact, Christopher Robin was adopted by Bill and Melinda Gates.
Jesus, it's all coming together. I feel like that should be, I feel like that's a widely known fact. But people weren't born yesterday, you know? Okay, do we all understand this atrocity that we're, this audio atrocity that we're creating right now? You know?
Yeah. Well, see what happens.
All right. Allahu Akbar. I'm Piglet. Graham, you're Eeyore.
Yep.
Graham, you're having a buffering error or something?
No. Anytime I touch, this is on my phone. Anytime I touch something, I freeze.
Okay. Don't touch anything, especially not your penis. And let's get to work. Right.
You there, Eeyore.
Wait, hang on. Setting the scene. It's in the wooded shire, whatever the fuck, wherever they hang out, right? It's the woods where Christopher Robin goes to jack off, and all of his imaginary friends, his toy friends, are hanging out. And his birthday's coming up, and they're trying to come up with a great gift for him to give him for his birthday, because he's not feeling so great all the time. And Pooh is the first, Winnie the Pooh, the one and only, is the first to speak.
Wait, start it again?
Start it again.
Yeah, listen.
As Christopher Robin's birthday approaches, all of his imaginary plushy toy friends are hanging out in the Shire Wood, whatever, wherever the fuck he hangs out, preparing for his birthday. He has been feeling blue lately, and they want to give him something very special. Because all the other boys have been making him feel bad, and he wants to go travel to London, but there's always people looking at him, and he can't stand it.
All right,
Pooh, Winnie the Pooh is the first to speak.
All right. Pooh's gonna have the same voice as everyone.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, you there, boy.
No, it's the Pooh voice from last time, man.
I don't remember what it was.
Heavy with virus is the big one. It's gotta be consistent, man.
It's the same voice.
Oh, no. Heavy with virus is...
Are you there, boy?
Eeyore.
What? I don't know what... Wait, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
God damn it. Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore, and Piglet are in the fucking woods preparing...
No shit.
Christopher Robin's birthday. Christopher Robin wants to go to London, but he doesn't like it because people are always looking at him, okay?
Come here, Piglet. Come here, Eeyore.
Hi, Winnie.
Behave yourselves.
Hi, what's going on?
I'm Eeyore.
Our cruel master, Chris Robin, he's tired of people looking at him. And he wants to go to London. And also, we have all this virus. We have all this virus.
Yes, that's true. I'm positively full of virus.
Piglet, you stuffed yourself with virus shamelessly.
There was just so much of it, and it was delicious.
Eeyore,
you are almost.
Eeyore, will you condemn this piglet?
I can do that, for I too am full of the virus.
Yes, we're both against you, but a young Master Robin wants to go to London and have his sack flicked by ugly women with interesting accents.
I wish there was something I could do. Do you have a suggestion?
I'm know that Christopher Robin has really wanted to have his yokes flicked for a while.
He wants his yoked.
He's frightened of all the crowds.
Christopher wants his yokes thoroughly thwacked by these women.
Yeah, he needs his yoke thwacked. Is there any way that we can facilitate that?
If we go to London with the boy, and you come with us with your virus, we can have his yoke thwacked, and we can please ourselves spreading the virus.
But won't we need some kind of explosive force to distribute the virus?
You there, Eeyore?
Breathe. What am I supposed to say now?
Will you be torn apart for the virus?
Yeah. Are you willing to complete a martyrdom operation for our master?
It makes sense.
Are you confident you'll get into heaven? If not, you should take on this virus explosion mission from God.
Did I get how many virgins?
What? What was that, Eeyore?
How many virgins?
72.
Seems like enough.
You'll get into heaven, Eeyore, if you explode, but only if you're filled with virus. If you explode empty and nude, you get nothing.
Well, I have to get a penis for this.
Will you?
You can have Master Robbins' penis after it is thwacked.
I think that settles it, guys.
If it is thwacked, you may claim it.
In order to please our Master Christopher Robin, I think we need to unload this virus on these fucking sheep. What do you say, Winnie the Pooh?
These cruel sheep fucking and sucking each other, not acknowledging our virus, they deserve to be filled the same way we are filled by our master. There, Piglet, you there, Donkey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you agree that these sheep must be fucked with virus so that they learn?
And what of the donkey?
The donkey is the most heroic among all of us, who will commit the greatest sacrifice.
Do you know what they say about the dick size of a martyr? They say he's hung like an ass. Because if you explode full of virus for God, when you go to heaven, your penis grows larger than it was.
But how can it grow when I have no penis?
God will give you the penis of a sinful boy who had a penis that was too big. That a good man deserved. You know how many... You guys know how life isn't fair? And sometimes Hitlers get really big dicks. It's against God. But it's random. Those are the rules.
Wow!
In heaven, it's corrected. If you were a Hitler in life with a big dick, it goes to someone who was a Schindler in life. They get your dick.
Very well said, Winnie the Pooh. Eeyore, I think we all can agree that it's time for you to conduct a martyrdom operation to infect the world with coronavirus so that fucking Christopher Robin can go to London without people being everywhere.
Piglet, fill this donkey with your virus.
Yeah, come here, Piglet. I've got to throw up into your mouth. All right.
Wait.
me. You have no penis. Oh.
All right, all right. Okay, guys. Let's... Eeyore, do you feel that you're ready for martyrdom?
If I, as long as I'm going to get a penis like that, anytime.
I think that's the best life.
And Eeyore, are you prepared now that you're filled with precious virus? Can you protect it from our enemies?
I mean, I can feel it tingling inside me and leaking out. I'm trying to keep it all in, but no. Yes.
Eeyore, do you think that you'll be able to contain the virus inside of your body long enough for you to reach your target before detonating your explosion? Well, do you? Do you think you'll be able to?
I think I can hold it.
Wait, we have to, now that we've arrived in London, we have to go through Heathrow TSA.
Right, then.
No.
Not yet. We don't want any hint of that until we reach our destination, okay? Trust me. Yeah. Oh, wow. We've gone through the London security, and we've arrived at London, and now it's time for us to give all these fucking English people the virus. Eeyore, you ready there, little buddy?
Think I can handle it.
Did you drop any virus, Eeyore, that you forgot about, or do you have it all?
No, I have all of the virus that which Piglet gave me. Contained inside.
The Piglet forced inside you?
Oh! Hey! Guys, I almost forgot to throw up into his mouth.
The Piglet can force a further virus into this creature.
Hey, Eeyore, why don't you open up that straw gullet of yours?
I prefer not to. I think I have enough virus.
Eeyore, open up your strong mouth and accept the stream.
Eeyore, I think it's time for you to accept the vomitous scream so that you can harness its energy.
I still don't want to open my mouth.
Eeyore, we're not fucking around here, all right? We want to make a special birthday for Christopher Robin, and just hanging out in the woods and jacking off isn't going to cut anymore, okay? He wants to go to London and have his yolks flecked.
All right, I'm fine. I will accept. Just get it done.
Piglet, force your virus into this donkey.
Open your mouth, Eeyore.
Yes. All of the virus. Contain the virus here. This is more virus than you are trained to hold. Accept virus. Contain it.
It was surprisingly lip-smacking. The trunks weren't as bad as you'd think.
God expects you to hold all this virus and more.
And more.
Yeah, he demands you hold as much virus as we give you.
Hey, guys. This road to our target in central London seems kind of ominous. I sure hope that nothing happens that was unpredictable.
Oh, shit. Do you guys see those upright rats coming at us, eyeing our virus?
Hey, with belly pouches and all.
Who are those rat-like silhouettes that are looking at us?
Right, and you lot, listen to me. I hear you got virus in you.
No, we have no virus here, sir.
Right. And then let's have a look at you. If you ain't got no virus here, let's have a look at your cock then.
Oh, well, Eeyore here doesn't have a cock yet.
Oh, mighty convenient. Lad doesn't have a cock, also no virus.
We don't have a virus here.
Let me look into my pants and see. Wait, I forgot who saw this. Hold on, let me scroll up.
Oh, all right. You don't got no dick, mate. And you mean to tell me not only you got no dick, you ain't got no virus.
Listen, we're stuffed animal. And Eeyore here doesn't have a dick until he commits his martyrdom. Oh, shit.
Oh, you said too much, mate. You gonna do a martyrdom operation? Yeah. But you ain't got no virus.
Wait.
You there? You there, Roo?
Look.
Enough with the theatrics. You know the deal we made. I brought you as much virus as you could possibly stuff in your cruel pouch. It's in that donkey. He's holding your virus.
Poo! Did you sell us out to the fucking kangaroos that jumped us?
Yes, child. Your virus, the roo, the kangaroos love virus more than anyone. They, virus helps them come, and so they want as much virus as they can have. Eeyore, give this roo your virus. You will not be a martyr. You don't deserve it.
But I still want the penis.
I'm afraid that you're not getting a penis this time, buddy.
Give.
Well, that sucks.
Right, and donkey, you old dickless donkey, then. Let's have a look at that virus. Put it in me pouch.
Listen. Eeyore, you might as well just vomit the virus back into his mouth so that he has it and then he leaves us alone, because they're going to kill us either way.
All right, present the pouch. Let's see it.
Right, and here's my pouch. Let me move some things around to make room for the virus.
Pooh, I've got a question for you before we do this, before we give up our virus. How long have you been in the pocket of being pouched?
I've been deep. Wait. How long's he been in my pocket? My pouch?
Yeah.
I made this pouch special for him. Your poo, you can't spell poo without the first two letters of pocket. Or the first two letters of pouch. Matter of fact. Hey boy, don't be so naive as to think that any man would reasonably deny a pouch, a warm pouch. A pouch is better than a pocket because it's made of skin and it's warm with the blood of, and you're close to the belly of a kangaroo. So it makes sense to me to be in the pocket of big pouch.
Jesus Christ. You sold us out to Big Pouch.
You're so naive, Piglet. You couldn't be sold at bargain basement prices because no one wants you. You're worthless without your virus.
Jesus Christ. That's harsh. What about Christopher Robin's birthday?
Christopher Robbins was not so much born as he was grown in a pouch. Yeah, he was in on it too.
Oh my god.
He was born of root of kangaroo. It's like he was made in a lab, but instead of being made in a dog, he was made in a kangaroo.
Jeez.
It was an inside job. Do you get it? You fuck? An inside job.
Oh,
inside the pouch.
Are you telling me that the elite are grown in pouches of gigantic anthropomorphic roos?
Yeah. Do you think Bill Gates is such a cuck bitch to have ever touched his mom's pussy or belly? No. He was grown in the pouch of an unfeeling roo.
When I think of Bill Gates, I think of Big Pouch. Anyways, yeah. Okay, great. Now that kangaroos have stolen the virus, what's gonna happen?
Well, they're gonna.
Oh, wait, no.
Right. Hang on. You got the virus, mate. Yeah. Now that we got the virus, your mate here can go ahead and detonate if he so please, if he wants to.
All right, that's it. I'm taking you all out with the virus.
Hey, that's inside.
I'm here.
I don't know. I'm gonna...
You've done it before. Do it. Do the voice.
I am Eeyore. I will now take you all out with the virus inside.
Oh, Jesus. Eeyore, I think that it's very brave of you to decide to detonate your virus bomb at this time rather than turn it over to these fucking kangaroos.
Well, fuck the kangaroos.
Pooh! Fuck you! Fuck you, Pooh! You betrayed us! We all die together now!
Well, okay. That's fine. That's fair.
Guys, there were good times, weren't they?
Do you guys remember before we filled... You guys remember the time we filled the donkey with virus?
Yeah.
You never did like me.
That was good.
Do you guys remember the time you guys remember when Bill Gates was grown in a kangaroo's pouch?
Guys.
Shit.
I say we all die together. Right here.
Listen, Donkey, if I get a gift from heaven, I'm gonna give it to you, okay?
Fuck you, Pooh. You betrayed Christopher Robin. It's time for us to complete our mission. Right here and right now.
God, no. Oh, Jesus. Alright, this martyrdom operation has been turned topsy-turvy.
Well, everything's gotta end somewhere. I can't believe that you sold us out to those pouch-wielding kafir. Those hopping.
There's no room in a pouch for a Bible.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Need the Bible.
No more talk of the Bible. Eeyore, let's set off this fucking virus bomb and blow everyone straight to hell.
All right. Let him blow the button.
Jesus, this virus. I didn't think it would fuck my wife immediately. Oh, God, the virus. Oh.
I think that's good. You guys have been listening to the Apophilcast on Radio Free Brooklyn, right? Sweet. Anything to add?
Is that the whole Apophilcast?
Well, it doesn't have to be. I prefer to continue, personally.
Well, I gotta go to bed. I think I have an edit tomorrow.
Alright, well, I guess it is. Remember, support your local Kativa.
Bill Gates was born in a... Bill Gates is not a woman. He was born in a pouch.
I don't know. I just feel left empty without the virus. I wish Bill Gates had given me that gift.
You got so used to carrying around the virus.
Yeah. I want to carry the virus for everybody.
All right, boys. I want to carry the virus too. I'll see you.
Yep. All right. Well, you guys have been listening to the podcast. I'm ready for Brooklyn.
Dude.
Night, night. Unless you want to continue the podcast.
I don't think I need to continue the cast. No, I'm... Well, then, man, right. I am... Huh?
Well, then I guess I'm going to have to end the meeting in that case.
All right.
Well, I guess we can still talk. But I'll have to edit it out. It'll be a main conversation that was added onto our incredible sketch that we just did.
It's fair.
Dude, that was very good. The virus. Oh, you know what we'll do? We'll do the We Get Attacked by Squid.
What?
We're in a Zeppelin and we get attacked by squid. Because, you know, every week the podcast is on a different archaic kind of vessel that's not used anymore. You know?
So it's always out to sea. It's like pirate radio.
And we get attacked by sky squid. Right? So hang on.
But I mean, is this like the one kraken or is this the many, many squid?
You got the right idea. It's more like one, like, mothership squid.
Right.
Than many little ones. You understand?
Oh, okay. So it's a multi-layered beast.
Well, no. It's a beast that spawns beastlets.
No. Yeah, no, so I'm saying it's got more than one thing going for it. Yeah.
You got it. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Oh, God, I hate commercials. Jesus. Oh. A lot of people might not know this, but the Apocalypse, we're always on the run, you know? And, like, Radio Free Brooklyn has always been, like, a target of the mainstream media. And people have always tried to just take out Radio Free Brooklyn, you know? So that's why we here at the podcast always record in a behemoth vehicle, right? Last week we were recording in a Typhoon class submarine, which is the largest nuclear submarine on Earth. And this week we are recording in a Zeppelin because we have to keep on moving. Otherwise, the mainstream media might take us down. Isn't that right, Graham?
No, that's true. Sometimes we can stay above water, below water, but
yeah,
keep it up, keep it free.
Just as long as we have some kind of sky or water shield between us and just the lies, the fabrications of the soy boys in the mainstream media, will be good. And also there's another problem that we have to contend with.
Which is?
Sky squid.
Squid, again?
Yep, squid. Yeah, at first we didn't think that that they'd be a problem when we were up in the sky, you know, because we're up in a Zeppelin.
Yeah, no, it seemed pretty innocuous.
Right, that's right. Like, to me, the fact that we're on a Zeppelin is, first off, what says innocuous like a Zeppelin, you know? And secondly, like, sky squid only kill a few people a year, you know? Yes, when they do kill people, it's just fucking just so... So
it's tragic. You should never die from a frozen squid falling from the sky. It's a rough way to go.
I will admit that the few sky squid attacks that happen every year are bad, and that has a psychological impact on people. But statistically speaking, it's incredibly unlikely that we'll be attacked by anyone, much less sky squid. You know.
No, it's fair. It's a very fair point.
Yeah. You know, like, everything seems pretty innocuous to me. Isn't that right, Graham? How do you feel? How do you describe, like, the way that you feel?
It's okay. It was pretty innocuous. I mean, you know, I'm still trying to feel it.
Oh, look at that dark cloud up ahead at the front of our silver Zeppelin. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Did you see that lightning go off?
Yeah, off in the distance there, yes. It looks like a bad storm.
You know, the other day I was at the Sky Sailor Bar. Just, you know, so I could brush up on my Zeppelin skills. Yeah. And people were telling me that there's like a legend, right? Of like the sky squid can control lightning. Right? And I'm like, listen, that's some fucking bullshit, all right? I don't care if you are a regular at the Sky Sailor Bar. I'm not buying it, you know? I've had a brush or two with sky squid, but I've never looked them in the face, you know? And I don't think that they control lightning. Old man, right? And then he was like, you'll laugh at me now, but you won't be laughing when you're up there in the sky. They surround you with bolts of lightning and electricity. And I was like, all right, old man, I won't fight you just because you're so old. and Grizzle, because I respect you, because you've been pirating these skies for a generation, you know? And then I left the bar without fighting him, but I could have beaten him, right? And, you know, fuck him, right? It seems like a pretty innocuous story to me. Graham, if you don't use a word to describe that story.
No,
Graham. We have a whole bunch. We have 7 minutes left, okay? And it's going to be amazing, and you're going to stick with it.
Okay.
How would you describe that story? To me, it was pretty innocuous. What would you say? It's innocuous. Oh, boy. Oh, crap.
Yo.
Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. I'm seeing some lightning off in the distance from those clouds. I think we should turn. We need to turn our Zeppelin to starboard. Graham, you've got to turn the Zeppelin to starboard.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy. Graham. Turn the Zeppelin. Quickly. How are you turning it? Graham. Oh, Jesus. All this fire is coming from somewhere over. I sure do hope. Oh, these squid are coming after our plane, I think. Our Zeppelin. I sure do hope that our Zeppelin is not attacked by any sky squid. Oh no. Jesus. Oh, the squid. Oh, no. I think we're going down. Using a hydrogen zeppelin was a bad idea in 2020.
Just sing something, sing like a classic song, but to the tune of how much Elon Musk hates the virus. And they're afraid of just like... They're afraid I'll just be like, he hates it more than Hitler, the virus.
Yeah, the virus. The virus.
he wishes it were dead. The virus.
The virus, yeah. All right, very good. Dad, it's good to see you, brother.
Yeah.
Right. Wait.
He wishes
It was death. The virus waiting on commissions. It was death. The virus. Oh, God. It's swimming in the blood inside his head. The virus. It's life. Wait. The lie that is fed to you by the mainstream.
Talk about other virus lies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so can somebody help me recall lyrics quickly? Because I'm recording, but... So what was it?
Just talk about how...
The virus.
Like the liar, you can't trust it.
Oh, you can't blame your lies on the virus.
You can't blame your lies on the virus.
Tom Tenney, he will penetrate your anus. Wait, okay, good.
Just make the bridge like Tom Tenney is a friend to the virus.
Yeah.
He loves the virus.
Yeah.
The virus. Then make the chorus just like, who will stand up against the virus? Musk. Must be Musk. Right? Who will stand up against the virus? Musk, only Musk. Because he hates it.
Yeah.
And who will stand up to the virus?
No, it's going to be a song about Cuomo flying a plane into the virus. Okay. Hang on. Guys, help me out here, right?
Yeah. Just do the same thing, but about how much Cuomo hates the virus.
Yeah.
And then he'll fly a plane into the virus.
Oh, because it got his brother, right?
Yeah, and it got his... Also talk about his cousin, Professor Cuomo.
Oh, yeah.
He blamed his mistakes on the virus. He said that he was one of us.
Guys, help me out.
Blames his mistakes on the virus. Raises the stakes of the virus.
Or could it be,
Bill Gates didn't create the virus so that you'd be lazy and not follow through.
Yeah, very good.
Bill Gates didn't create the virus.
Didn't unleash the virus.
He only taught it to fuck.
Yeah. Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus.
No, Bill Gates barely knew the virus. He hardly knew the virus.
Okay, yeah. Wait, what was it? He
hardly knew the virus.
And then what was the lyric afterwards?
He didn't unleash the virus.
Fuck, and then what was it?
He taught the virus how to fuck us.
No, I said something else.
Cuomo blames the virus for his mistakes.
So that you would not follow through. So that you would curtail the progress and not follow through.
Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus. So that you'd not follow through.
Wait, so that you'd
curtail all the progress and not follow through.
Yeah, there it goes. Yeah, wait. Okay,
Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus. So that you...
What was it? So that you curtail progress. Curtail progress, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. A good curtail in there.
Yeah.
I really cannot write legibly.
You have to say Cuomo, Bill, and the virus, and repeat it. Cuomo, Bill, and the virus.
Bill. Oh. Okay. Wait. Can you remember what I say? Bill Gates. Bill Clinton. George Soros. What is a patriot to do?
What happens when the bill is due?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Bill Clinton, de Blasio.
Yeah. De Blasio too.
When the bill is due.
What was it? Okay, so was it Bill Gates? What was the other line?
Something about when the bills are due, the bills.
Yeah.
You know?
Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus so that you'd curtail all progress and not follow through.
No, go through all the bills. Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus.
Oh,
yeah,
de Blasio too. And
Bill Clinton only met it once.
And de Blasio knew. De Blasio knew is a chorus. And de Blasio knew. And de Blasio knew. Very good.
Would it all be true? Bill Gates didn't the virus.
And de Blasio.
Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus. De Blasio secretly knew. Bill Clinton hated the virus. No. I don't know what Bill Clinton...
De Blasio secretly knew.
Yeah. What did Bill Clinton hate the virus?
I thought it was Bill Clinton only met the virus once. We need to get one more bill. Like, not whatever. Bill Burr saw it through.
Okay, yeah.
Find another bill.
Bill Clinton and saw it through. Oh, yeah, okay. Ah. Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus so that you'd curtail progress and not follow through. And Bill Clinton made it true. And de Blasio secretly knew.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Right. So it goes, Yeah. Good. It goes, Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus so that you would curtail progress and not follow through, and Bill Clinton made it true. And what was the other one?
And de Blasio.
Oh, yeah, and de Blasio secretly knew. Yeah.
And then what happens when the bills come due?
Yeah.
Right? Because they're bills.
Yeah. Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus. Yeah, this is good. This is an apocalypse song coming together. Right? Yeah. It's good. It's all in there. It's all swimming in there. It's crazy. I have a photographic memory.
Bill Gates did unleash the virus.
Yeah, so that you'd curtail progress and not follow through. Right? And Bill Clinton made it true. Right? Or and Hillary Clinton made it true.
Would be better. Stick with the bills.
Yeah, okay, and Bill Clinton made it true. And de Blasio. And de Blasio. Secretly knew, and de Blasio secretly knew. And Chris Christie walked around new.
Or just Chris Christie was the dude.
Walked around new.
It would be fun to do a song about the entire story of the Trump administration. Have it.
we need a song. We haven't written any songs from Krishna's perspective.
Oh. Hi. I'm the mayor.
Okay, guys, you ready for the song?
All right, go.
Guys, may God forgive us. Pinch in. Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus so that you'd curtail progress and not follow through. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you fucked that up.
Yeah. May God forgive us.
Bill Gates didn't unleash the virus so that you curtail progress and not follow through. And Bill Clinton made it true. And de Blasio secretly knew. De Blasio secretly knew. I guess that's the best we can do.
Hey, at least that rhymed too.
Yeah, I guess it works.
And such is the best we could do.
Oh, it should end on that, yeah.
And such is the okay. best we could do.
Let's go over it again. That's worth it. That's worth it. You're right.